You look back and literally laugh. Like,
you know?
Beautiful journey.
It's been a journey, man. It's been a journey, bro. I can't even knock it, man.
So I really appreciate y'all, man. I got to take advantage of this because we got the rye too. We talked about the bourbon, but the rye. Like, when did this idea? Because if this is the OG, and this is it's more premium priced. I have to say. it is more premium priced. I feel like I'm driving. You know, I went from the Accord to the Acura. You know, I went from the Camry to the Lexus here. You know. And I have to say, just so like I said, I have started to try to appreciate as I build, as I am a member. Shout out to Bull City Bourbon Club, man. I did be able to get into that club here recently, and they have some nice bottles that they tend to get with different distillers. I mentioned y'all to the club when I filled out my application. I said it'd be nice to have a Bull City Bourbon Club Hillside bottle. I'm just saying. But aside from that, like, how did with rye, like, compared to bourbon? So, okay, I hear what you're saying, that like bourbon is has to be 51% corn, typically includes rye and some barley. Now, from a rye standpoint, what I noticed about this rye compared to other ryes, in my opinion, now I think I actually did taste some apple. Now, I tasted some apple, but outside of that, it's not as spicy as the traditional ryes that I tend to collect, if you will. Like, rye kind of has like a certain like spice to it, in my opinion, that's different than bourbon. And when I sip this, especially after tasting them sort of back to back, you can definitely taste that why it's a premium price compared to the other. I can taste the premium, if you will, but for it to be a rye and be even like smoother and not as like bitey, like, this is different. I gotta admit, this isn't like most ryes, in my opinion. So I don't know, like, what are your thoughts on this rye? Like, how did it even come to be? Let me just put it in a screw on time, but like, how did we get from bourbon to the straight rye whiskey?
So it was actually, man, so we only, what, 1,000 bottles is what we did.
Yep.
We only made 1,000 labels, so it was strictly a project. It was just like, hey, we're gonna do this. Anything that help us tell the stories of the jockeys. This is what we're gonna do. And even the name, The Last Ride, Isaac Murphy, who is the prominent jockey on our label, he has a stage play named The Last Ride, RIDE. So we took a play on that and made it The Last Ride. You know, and that's what we did. I'm not a ride guy, but that's the ride that I drink. So the feedback that we were getting, he would call me, he's like, man, they love the ride. I'm like, seriously? And Tuck was like, yo, that ride is fire. I'm like, bro, what is wrong with y'all? And Brian was like, yo, so Brian was my only hope. And when he was like, yo, that ride might be better than the Kentucky Straight, I'm like, yo, I'm transferring to a new company. I don't like these dudes no more. And then when I tasted it, I was like, you know what, bro? I don't want to disrespect our baby. But to go back in, this was our vision for the company. The rye was from day one, but we just wasn't where we needed to be to make that our flagship. So I recall the moment almost a year ago when we went to the distillery and saw those bottles. And I'm gonna call you out, Mr. Burton. This dude is I call him my thug on the team. If we need some back end stuff handled, if we need Brian is the guy. When he saw that bottle and he got choked up, I had to walk outside because I was like, yo, that's my dude. I lean on for strength. It was the vision that we had from day one.
This bottle, when you saw this like live for the first time, right? That's what you're saying.
Because the first bottle is what we released, but this is our baby from the Black Jockey story. To tell everything, this was our thing. And when we saw it, bro, like, I had to walk outside and they didn't see me get emotional, but I was choked up, bro. Like, I was looking back at the pictures the other day. I won't smile in none of those pictures because I was just like, this is when our company got real.
Yeah, man, the manifestation is so powerful. Like, like you should cry when you see the work. Like that's
these dudes that call me out. So are these dudes like, hey, man, when they were crying in the corner, I'm like, so I try not to cry.
So hold up. So okay. So you say you this is like the original, and we shared that story about the jock. So tell me this from a business standpoint, what made you say, you know, before we come with this, we need to start with this and focus on Hillside as a school and connecting to the city? Like, was that strategic? Like, now I'm going into my other mind here. Like, were you like, you know what, we before we go here, we need to connect with home first and come out the gate? Because you know from dirt, hey man, we ain't putting, you know, honey, hey man, they can come out with that shit in front of them, man. You know what I'm saying, man?
Speak on it.
Typically in the bourbon world with your label, you tell your story. So that's why the white label was first, because it told our story, where we were from, who we are, what we're about. The second label was, yo, this is why we're here. This is what we came to tell you all. And I mean, you know, we've had many people tell us, you can't do that. That's not what you are supposed to do.
That part.
And at the end of the day, we get to, we joke about it. I ain't really got to call nobody to ask for approval. I don't have to schedule a meeting with somebody, you know. I got to go talk to my higher ups, you know, none of that. So we chose to do this as we wanted to do it. You know, we're going to roll out our white label. We're going to tell everybody who we are, where we're from, what we're about. And then on the second label, we're going to tell you the story we wanted to tell everybody. We wanted to tell this unsung story of our culture, you know, and the significance of it in this, you know, particular world. This is who we are. And, you know, we're going to continue to tell stories. We got more stories to tell. This is just the beginning, you know. You're
just
the
beginning. Just the beginning. So, like, with that said, man, I greatly appreciate y'all's time. I'm going to start to sort of close it out here, but we talk about future on the pod. Like, the thing I love about this story, if I can for a second, like, my podcast, I try to focus on those five F's: family, friends, finances, freedom, and future. The friendship here that led to a financial business relationship, each of you are sort of viewing as a vehicle for future generations to take further advantage of.